Well, reigning cycling point race world championships, Amy Keogh, and it's a fantastic event coming up, the 2015 Subaru Track National Championship. So that's Wednesday, 28th of January. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. It feels a bit weird down there in the studio, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit different to the cycling track, that's for sure.
Good on you, Amy. We're looking forward to the 28th of January. It'll be a great event.
Yeah, no, really looking forward. And if you're in Melbourne and you don't have much to do, head down to the Disc Velodrome between Wednesday and Sunday and you can see me and some of the other best riders race, like you've got your Anna Mears and Shane Perkins and Alex Edmondson. It'd be good to see you down there cheering you along.
Absolutely. Now, the competition at the national titles in this country is always fierce. And is there a major team that comes out of this one?
Yeah, definitely. The national championships are a major event for us because obviously it sets us all up for selection for the world championships. So you'll be seeing all the cyclists out there doing the best they can.
Amy, you've had a stunning career already. You say your biggest thrill was the Olympics, and it was the Great Olympics, the London set up over there, and the Commonwealth Games as well.
Yeah, definitely. Olympics was an amazing experience going over there and, just seeing how everything goes. It was a bit of a disappointment for myself not getting to race, but, I just wanted to turn that around in Glasgow, and I was really happy with my results and coming home with two medals.
All right. What do we expect from yourself at these national titles, Amy? What are you aiming for? What's your major title?
Well, the first night on Wednesday, we're looking to make an Australian record with the women's track endurance team. So that would be a big event for us, but also backing back our Australian pursuit champion record for the Tassie team.
Amy, do you still to and fro with the road cycling as well as the track cycling?
Yeah, definitely. I really love doing the road and in the road season, going over to Europe and racing with Lotto Soudal ladies, and I'm really looking forward to that. And it all with the road, it helps out with the track, and the track helps out with the road. But at the moment, the track's my main focus.
When do you have to make that decision, or do you have to make that decision between the national teams in the velodrome and then compared to the road and maybe a professional career?
At the moment, the track's my main focus, and everything I'm doing on the road and on the track is to Rio and getting that gold medal.
Right.
But I think, after Rio, who knows, I think the road is something I can see myself doing long term.
You're only 20.
Yeah, really enjoying it.
Yeah, you're only 22, so there's a long way for you. Anna Mears, being around Anna Mears, yeah. I mean, how good is she?
Yeah, she's awesome just to watch her, to be in a share of pits with her on race day and just see the way that, she's such an awesome person, like Shane Perkins as well. And then when it comes to race time, they can just switch off and put on that race face. And, I think I can really take a lot away from people like those and watching how they, not only on the bike but off the bike. Mm.
And Amy, I'm not too sure how much you kept up to date with the Tour Down Under, but were you surprised by the performance of Rowan Dennis and the fact that he was able to eclipse not only Bob Ridge but also Cadel Evans?
Yeah, well, I think it's not so surprising. You see Rowan and we've got really good Australian riders, and it's awesome to see them on their local tracks come out and race and do really well and show the Europeans why they're so good.
Amy, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck on the 28th of January and everything else in your career. You're going great.
Thank you.
Good on you.
And don't forget to come down and watch the track nationals, as the day sessions are free and the evening sessions start at $5. So make sure you come down and cheer us all along.
Good stuff. You go well, Amy. So that's
Thank you once again.
It's Wednesday, the 28th of January. It's in Melbourne. It's the 2015 Subaru Track National Championships. And you look at her bio. I mean, she's come through the ranks, winning everything. She's the champion of this, champion of that, and only 22 years of age.